The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hey, how about your Rockets showing up last night? Of course, not that they were playing much. Lots of movement in the NFL and lots of just general fun and degeneracy. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a bad mood, but you know what? I bet it's going to be different today because it's payday for a lot of you.
No, well, that's good.
It was for us. So that usually puts you in a good mood, right?
I don't even know when it's payday, honestly.
I just know it's the 15th.
Yeah, I don't pay attention. My wife deals with everything that has to do with money, so I don't ever see it. I just make it and spend it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do, but you know what? It's always nice to know that it's in there in case you need it.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Plus, kind of a nice day outside. It's getting a little warm again, but you know, a lot of you are tooling around on spring break, enjoying it. Hopefully, you weren't trying to get to Louisiana on I-10 where they had to shut that down because of flooding. That's a first. But other than that, man, it's been a great day so far.
Yeah.
How's yours been?
Not bad. I got up really early to train, so I'm a little bit tired. I'm still not fully caught up to with daylight savings time, but I'm going to be okay.
It's funny how many people I've just run into in general over the last couple days. I've taken the dog out this morning, guy in the elevator, said, I'm just not adjusted. It's 1 hour, and it still affects all of us.
It's hurting me.
I can't figure out why. It's just one damn hour, and that was 3 days ago. We should be there by now, right? It's still messing with me, too, but... I had a fun day. I spent the morning working on our, working on our audiobooks business and taking care of some things there, and then spent the afternoon over at Dave and Buster's with my kids, and it was not nearly as crowded as I thought it was going to be.
Well, that's
for
good.
Spring break. So, and watched both of them kick my butt on the horse racing game all afternoon.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's never fun. That's
no.
That game I'm supposed to beat them at. I get it. They're teenagers. They're going to beat my ass at most video games. Fine, accepted. Don't like it, accept it.
Yep.
But that game, I can't tell you how much I'd embarrassed to think about how much money I've spent on that game.
That's really a shame.
It is. It's dumb.
And that's one of the few games that doesn't give you tickets back.
No. No, you don't
so
get
you
anything.
Get nothing out of it.
All you do is you create horses and they get really, really good, and then you retire them and create more horses that hopefully get really, really good.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. At least with the tickets, you could go get some piece of junk at some point.
Well, yeah.
You know what I got for all my years
cup.
Of playing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been playing this for 12 years. I got a nice Dave and Buster's coffee cup. Awesome. Well, I guess we could start with your Rockets, who managed to get back over 500 last night.
We can, if you want.
There's not much to say, is there?
I don't really care. I told you, no, yeah, I know you're out a on month them. Ago. I, whatever they do for the rest of the season, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay, 49-point win.
They're done for
great.
Me.
Now you got the Clippers. Let's see what you do. It's hard for me to... At this point, I'm just not seeing anything out of... Even with a game like that, I just can't get excited about them. So...
That's probably because they're 34-33.
Yeah. Well, and they've been right around 500 now for the better part of 2 months.
Yep.
So, that's what they are. Nice when you get a win, but... That team that got trotted out there against them last night was almost city rec league level. So, fine. We don't have to talk about them.
I mean, it's if you want to, we can. I'm just not going to act like I'm suddenly stoked because the Rockets beat the snot out of the Grizzlies. It doesn't do anything for me at this point. I am, and I'll be honest, I'm almost done with every team in the West that's not the top two teams.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because there was a time where I thought, you know, Oklahoma City was in that conversation. The Clippers might have been in that conversation. Those teams are closer to the Rockets than they are to the top two teams.
I think you're right.
I mean, it is the Warriors and Spurs show. Nobody else in the Western Conference, in my opinion, even matters. That's why I say I would, and I mean this sincerely, I would rather be the ninth seed in the West and get one ping pong ball in the lottery than be the seventh or eighth seed and have to play one of those two teams, because it's just a waste. It is a waste.
I'll go a step farther. You can cut my ping pong ball in half. I'll take half a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you, and I think it's...
And I know that's blasphemous. I know, once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. No, it can't. Not this year. Anything can't happen. Anything can happen. You know what? Something could happen to one of those teams. Nothing's going to happen to both of them. One of those two teams, write it in your notebook, one of those two teams will play for the NBA title 100%. It's not Wednesday. 100%.
I didn't bring a notebook. Is that okay? Can I make a note on my...
Write it right under Cuba Gooding Jr.'s name on the back of your laptop.
Which is still there.
Mine too.
Well, I'll just put it on my Google Docs. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, I'm writing that down right now so we can talk about that when it happens. So we can say, you know what you were right about, AJ?
Yes.
Yeah. 713-780 ESPN is your number.
That's what I always said in the Army. Like when I was like down talking to people, I would say, take out your notebook, write down, I'm an idiot. And that's what I always say, put it in your notebook, you're an idiot. So that's why I don't know why I said
I think you should bring that back.
No one carries a notebook now, though. Back then it made sense because everybody carried a little notebook with them at all times.
But so you might start a new trend. Maybe people will start carrying their notebooks.
So.
And AJ said I was an idiot because of this. You know, I may start carrying one just for that. So
okay. I'll try and bring it back. Write it in your notebook. Hey, put this down in your notebook.
Type it into your... Well, I don't know. How do people save stuff now? Like when I'm taking notes on my phone, most of the time I just send myself a long text.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay. Text yourself. That doesn't have the same ring.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, well. I'm sure we'll find something. So, lots of NFL news today.
Yeah, Pats Cardinals with a big trade. I got to be honest. I think this is a win for this is a win for the Cardinals to get Chandler Jones, who to me is one of the best defensive ends in the league. They don't know if they're going to get Freeney back. Even if they do, he's old.
Right.
That was one of the few things they were missing last year. Arizona. Which, by the way, Arizona already one of the better teams in the NFC last year. They weren't very good at rushing the passer. And
as good as their secondary is, man, to add any kind of pressure.
Yes. So adding Chandler Jones is big. They give up a second round pick and Jonathan Cooper, who is a guard. And you may know the name Jonathan Cooper because he was a top 10 draft pick.
Missed his entire first season.
Broke his leg in the preseason and has never even been close to returning to form. Last year was his best year,
which you would expect in a third season, but in reality it was the second season because you could throw his whole first one away, but didn't play much at all second year. And Jones is in the last year of his contract, which is going to balloon next year. So I'm sure that had something to do with it.
But the Cardinals are playing for now.
Yeah, well, and the Patriots are too.
But the Cardinals know, listen, if we had a pass rusher last year, we could have been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm pretty sure the Patriots are thinking if we had a better offensive line in the playoffs last year, we'd have been in the Super Bowl. But I think I like it better from the Cardinals end simply because that's a harder thing to get is a pass rusher than a guard. And if Cooper turns out to be really good, that's all fine and dandy. I'd still rather have the pass rusher. So I don't know what the whole thought process is behind it from a New England perspective, but.
Well, you know how they are. They realize, hey, Chandler Jones is going to make more money than we're going to be willing to pay him. Let's let him move on. Yeah, and a second round draft pick is nothing to sneeze at. You know, for a guy that you're probably going to lose anyway, you get a second round draft pick and you get an interior lineman who, you know, at one point was a seventh pick in the draft. You probably think you can get something out of that.
Yeah. And he did show some flashes last year, finally. And they're very good at taking guys like that, moving them around on the line, being flexible with them. So I think he'll help, but I don't see a replacement for Chandler Jones on the other side of the ball.
I don't either.
So unless they have somebody in mind they're going to sign that we don't know about, but most of the good names are gone. Cody says there's notes on cell phones. They all have it. No excuse for fools to not put it in your notebook.
All right.
So technically,
put
that was
your notebook.
Well, I need to find that because that's the only thing that annoys me is like my when I do stuff on text, and one of the worst things I do is like if I make a bet on a horse race and then I'll bet a pick three or something and then I'm going out to the bar somewhere, I'll text myself the numbers and then watch the race on my phone. So whenever I find messages to myself, sometimes they look like they make no sense.
Right.
It'll be like 1793/4. And then half the time I forget what race it was I was doing it on anyway. But
I'm looking back at that 2013 draft. Almost every offensive lineman taken in that draft was a bust.
Yeah.
Kyle Long is the exception. He's fantastic. But Eric Fisher, Luke Jokel, Lane Johnson, Jonathan Cooper, Chance Warmack, DJ Fluker.
Fluker's been okay.
He's been okay.
Yeah, the rest of them, though.
Justin Pugh. I mean, these are...
They've all underperformed.
All of them. Those guys were all first-round picks. Oof. If you did a redraft, Kyle Long would be the only offensive lineman to go in the first round. That's a shame.
So I love the blitzers. They said the app is called Google Keep. I may have to look for that.
Put it in your notebook.
Although... Is it the same thing that I have Google Drive on my phone? That's what I use on my computer for the show.
Fred, whatever you want to use as your notebook, you use it.
I'm using Google Drive, okay?
Put it down in your notebook.
That's my notebook.
Google Drive.
All right, thank you. I'm doing that right now. Putting it in my notebook. All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Swinging out of line and drifting closer in your sight. So play it out and wide awake. It's a scene about me. The same thing in your way. And now somebody's going to pay. And if you can't.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know what? I usually don't do this in the 4 o'clock hour, but I feel like being ultra generous today for some reason. Is that okay with you, John? Did I give something away here?
Give it away.
Yeah, because, you know, we love the people. We love to give you guys stuff. How about this? A spring break. Is that technically, can it be a break if it's already spring break? Spring break break from Red Roof Inn with a $25 gas card and 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn in South Padre. Discover South Texas with Red Roof Inn and ESPN 97.5. There's plenty to see and do between San Antonio, the Rio Grande Valley, and the Coastal Bend. Great cities, beaches, and attractions covering South Texas, waiting for you to explore. Win a free night at the Red Roof Inn, a $25 gas card, and 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn in South Padre. There's plenty to do in South Texas, and there's a clean, comfortable room at the right place waiting for you at Red Roof Inn, caller 20. There you go. Just felt like being generous early in the show, guys. That's how I roll.
Sweet of you.
Try to take care of the people. Now I'm getting all kinds of advice on what to use for apps for notes and whatnot. I should use Drive more because I did put it on my phone because that's where my show notes are that I do for the show. And I do a lot of other stuff on Drive on my computer. So I just like having access to it, but I don't actually use it. So,
yeah, I don't really use anything like that.
I think
I just open up all my windows and like save my Safari session.
Yeah.
Then when I get to work, I pull it up.
So that's pretty good too. But see, I always like to do, like, I'll go through and get like 4 links per segment just in case. You know, I always try to make sure that there's always enough just in case, like if somebody does, you don't show up. I run out of steam, or I always like to prepare like I'm doing a show by myself just in case you get, you know, sick like you did the time you went to Poncho's.
That was hard times.
It was. And take your brother down with you.
Yeah.
But But I do have all that stuff.
Killed the whole tribe.
Yeah. But I do have all that stuff on my phone. It's just I've only needed it one time when we lost internet somewhere where we were and I had to use the phone, which was a little awkward. But, oh, well. I'm getting great advice, though. Yeah, Blitzers know their stuff, man. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Several people have pointed out one offensive lineman you missed from that draft who turned out okay.
Who's that?
He went 31st overall. Travis Frederick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He has been good.
Yeah, that was, I guess if you redraft, he probably goes second out of that group. But
I stand corrected, Cowboy fan. I'm sorry.
You knew Cowboy fan was going to be all over that. He did that on purpose.
No.
Ed Hoffman
hates. I did not do it on
purpose.
Ed Hoffman
hates everything about Dallas.
That's a good player. I stand corrected.
No, and that was one of three really good offensive linemen that they picked up in the first round and turned that into a terrific line. And I remember at the time there was a lot of criticism of that pick. And I was kind of like, well, he's the best center available. Center is an underrated position. I have no problem with it. And he turned out better than I thought he was going to be. 713-780-ESPN. Also, just some Texans news for you, because we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but apparently Russell Okung on his tour of the world is not coming to Houston.
Okay. I thought that he was. I thought that was the deal.
Well, I think there were some reports out that he was going to.
Someone lied?
It's possible.
Okay. That happens.
Yeah, but apparently that's not going to happen, but the Texans are in the market for an offensive lineman.
Okay. Just probably not one of that caliber.
Yeah, I don't think they want to spend that much. Right now, they have about $10 million in cap room. They could clear almost another $8 million by whacking Akeem Dent and Brian Hoyer. But, some of that you're going to have to replace. You have to come up with another backup quarterback if you do that. So you're not going to be able to get that much money. But they're in pretty good shape. I mean, they've actually got a little bit of room. And that's even after those deals. I'm thinking, and this is just a guess, some of that room you're going to leave for some kind of big extension for DeAndre Hopkins.
Probably so.
I think that's probably something that needs to get done sooner rather than later. So you don't want to use up all of that. But I think if you're going to get a Russell Okung, you're talking about eating up an awful lot of that space. So right now it looks like Steelers, Jacksonville, and most people think he's going to return to the Seahawks when it's all said and done, which is kind of what I thought too. But, there's some other guys out there. There's not anyone who is as big a name as that. But they're definitely.
We talked about Donald Penn yesterday. I mean, there's a couple guys. But, obviously, he's one of the better tackles in the league.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Be happy to take your phone calls. You can also text the show. There's all kinds of ways to get in touch with us. See, I guess the other big news of the day. Well, it's not really big. I think we already knew that that this guy was going to wind up signing. But your former Steeler and your former Viking, Mr. Wallace, is headed to the Ravens. I know Mike Wallace is a big name still.
Yeah,
I don't know how much he can play, but I like him with a quarterback like Joe Flacco who can get the ball downfield. And I think he'll be a little more productive than he was in Minnesota.
I like him fine. I just don't think that he's got much left in the tank. I'm guessing he'll probably be there for this year. And I mean, unless he greatly outperforms my expectations, he'll probably be cut next year. But with Steve Smith coming off the Achilles injury and Perriman didn't even play a down this year, they needed a wide receiver. They'll probably end up drafting one as well. But that's when the Dolphins gave him up for a fifth round pick, it kind of lets you know what Mike Wallace is at this point. And now if, the Vikings are just going to release him without even finding a trade partner for him, yeah, you're not getting much out of him.
Well, when it comes to the Texans, we've talked about, needing some depth on the offensive line. Tight end is just no brainer. Like to see another receiver, but I'd be okay with what they have. And maybe an upgrade at safety. Apparently, of course, they've already racked Raheem Moore, which that was going to happen. Texans are looking at Antonio Allen, who did not play for the Jets at all in 2015. Did start 17 games 2013 and 2014. Did play some at cornerback. He's one of those guys who Yeah, he's swung between positions. He can swing between positions, but we haven't seen him in an entire year. And coming off an Achilles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not a guy that I would expect a lot out of. What I would expect is that's one of those low-risk, possible medium-reward type signings. Wouldn't cost you much.
And I mean, he's a body is what he is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's a body.
And if they bring him in, you're just hoping that not only is he recovered, but he's better than, you know, he's better than he was when he was in New York. Otherwise, you've got Eddie Pleasant. You've got guys like that already.
That was a guy who was a pretty good player in college. Like it started out as a linebacker, and before he switched to safety, and I thought that was going to do him some good. And I think the Jets drafted him. I don't know, a sixth or seventh round, late pick, and I thought that the Jets would had kind of found a steal. I was wrong. He's just a guy.
Yeah, and I wouldn't anticipate too much out of that. But I think that's a position they'll address, and I think they've got enough guys, especially because they've done a pretty good job of developing some decent young corners. And it worked really well moving Andre Howell to safety last year.
Yeah.
I think you could easily see them move another corner over there if they don't find anybody in free agency that they like or in the draft or, you know, one of these guys I had on the roster at the end of the year last year that was getting some time. So I don't know that it's a position of need. It's one of those where you can get better. I don't know if that's the name that gets me excited. There's not a lot of guys out there where I'd say, wow, that's an upgrade. You know, Reggie Nelson, maybe, but he's 32 years old.
Right.
And you're going to have to pay him too much, which is one of the reasons why I think no one signed him yet, is how many teams want to give a bunch of money to a 32-year-old?
Not many.
Yeah. But there's players out there. And I think the real key for them is if they just have to make sure that offensive line's up to snuff and make sure they were right on the quarterback, and we're not going to know anything about that for a while. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Apparently, the Steelers are out on Okung because they signed, wait for it, Ryan Harris.
Nah.
That's a dude who, boy, his career has lasted a lot longer than I thought it would.
Yeah.
But pays to be a functional tackle who can come in and not embarrass himself. All right. Do want to remind you that all the bumper music now, all local bands, all right here in Houston. And if you're interested in who they are and what they're about, John tweets them out every hour. So good stuff out there. There's a great scene around here. Good way to support it. So we're doing our best. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Okay, so Lamont sent a screenshot of his phone so that I could see what it is he was talking about. There's a notes and reminders. I don't have the notes. I do have the reminders. But you know what Lamont is? He's one of those red dot guys. He's got 117 unread emails.
Oh, Lamont.
Eight missed phone calls, one new message, and one reminder. He's got more red on that thing than most people would put on a 12th grade math test.
Everyone has a notes. It's a default app that comes with the iPhone.
Yeah.
You probably just hit it somewhere.
Well, I don't see it on here.
Do that search where you pull down the menu and just hit notes.
I don't think
type
can,
in notes.
I don't think you can get rid of notes.
Huh. Well, it says it's here, but now I got a welcome to notes.
Well, oh, that means you never opened notes before.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's useful. We'll see.
You learn something every day.
Yesterday I learned about butt rock. Today I've learned about notes. It's an incredible life when you can be 51 years old and learn something new every day.
Learn about
some of it useful,
rock.
Some of it not. But it's all right. It's all learning, right? 713-780-ESPN. For some reason, man, I don't know if it's just because we're into that second phase of free agency now, but it just seems like there's a lot of NFL news today.
I think that's what it is. I think, the straggling free agents are kind of starting to come through. I was were you surprised the Broncos matched the offer sheet on C.J. Anderson?
Yeah, I was. That's probably more than they wanted to pay. I'd hope it's not a panic move where, man, we're losing everybody and we need to keep something around here. I'm pretty sure that's one thing I know Gary Kubiak's pretty good at is finding running backs.
That's what I thought. Just find a guy.
Yeah, and it's not like he's that good.
He is. He's what anybody you draft would be.
Pretty much.
He is that guy. He's in his career so far, he's had 1,600 yards in three seasons, 13 touchdowns. I mean, he's a guy.
Jeez, now Dustin's part of the Red Dot crew, too. 21 unread emails.
Oh, you guys gross me out.
How does that not drive you nuts? Is it just us, or are we just ridiculously anal about this? I just cannot have red dots on my phone.
No.
I guess it's like once you get enough clutter on there, it doesn't bother you.
No, it drives me crazy.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm glad you guys can live with that. CBS says if no one else mentioned it, Evernote is the best. See, now you know what I'm doing. I'm going into my phone. I'm making a list of all the things that you guys are telling me to use for lists, and then I'll check them out, and then I'll pick one. Somebody asking why is no one signing Alfred Morris? I think this at this phase of free agency, you'll still see some pretty decent deals. Because the thing is, all right, let's say your target was Lamar Miller was the running back you wanted. Okay, now he's gone, and somebody else will make a move. Like Dolphins will make a move to replace him theoretically. Somebody's going to be left without a running back. They'll overpay Alfred Morris.
Yep.
It's just he wasn't part of that first group. This is not good news.
What's that?
Lance McCullers' shoulder.
You've said enough.
It says there's no damage, but he's probably going to miss the start of the season.
All right. They're hoping to get some big things from this year.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no reason to take any chances with that guy, but that's a player you're counting on, but according to AJ Hinch, it's becoming unlikely he'll be breaking with our team healthy. So he said he didn't feel as well as he would have liked after throwing on the side, and he'd have his scheduled bullpen session pushed back a couple of days, and he'd be sent to see a team doctor. He said the MRI came back 100% clean, McCuller said. I'm fine. I'm just going to have to deal with the soreness day to day. There's no real timetable. And now they want to give him a little bit of rest, so we want to make sure he doesn't have any tightness. That always scares the living hell out of me with shoulder pain and tightness where they don't find anything. That can turn ugly in a hurry.
And a guy who's a strikeout pitcher, too.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, it's one of those where it's just that. It's just a sore shoulder. Right. Guy put up a lot of innings last year. But how many times do you see that?
120-something.
Well, most of his life.
I mean, yeah.
He never pitched more than 100 innings in his life. So for him, that was one of the concerns at the end of the season was how many innings they were putting on him. But, yeah, I hope it's nothing serious. He is one of my favorite pitchers on the roster. I love that guy's stuff. I love the way he pitches. I think he's got a terrific future ahead of him as long as he doesn't start having shoulder problems.
Yeah.
Wow. Disco Biscuit says, I use notes for everything. You can even text the note to other people. It's pretty cool.
Put that down in your notebook.
Yeah, see, okay, I'm taking another note here. Hang on. Give me just a second. My phone is going to be filled with notes, but not red dots. There will be no red dots on the phone, just notes. Okay, so notes, text, done. Thank you. Let's put it in my notebook. I did not expect that to be the theme of the show. I really didn't. So, let's see. We're responding to Brother Bear's tweet about which player was the worst free agent signing for the Rockets.
Am I wrong on that?
Well, I don't think Cato was a free agent, though. He came over in the Scottie Pippen trade.
Yeah, he was re-signed. Now, and if you start talking about worst signings, you've got to include Matt Maloney in that. But I'd have to say Stromile Swift out of that group. Because he says Pippen, Stromile Swift, or Cato. I think John's right. I don't think Cato was a free agent. I think he was their guy.
He came over when Pippen went to Portland. He came over with, I think, like Walter Williams.
So they traded Cato for him and then extended him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they drafted, after they extended him, they drafted Yao Ming a few seasons after that. And then I think to start Yao Ming's career, Cato was the center, starting center, and then they moved him to the bench.
Okay. Well, I will still go one of the worst signings then of all time, Kelvin Cato.
Agreed.
I can't think of much worse.
Matt Maloney was pretty bad. I mean, he could at least play
$60 million.
No, but he got like $30 million or something. Go look up that contract. That was ridiculous.
Plus, Kelvin Cato was part of the trade that got him McGrady.
Yeah.
Which I guess you have to look at the upside, right?
Boy, Stromile Swift. There's a name I hadn't thought much about. And Pippen was just, I mean, Pippen was not a fit with the guys who were here. He wasn't a complete bust. I mean, that team was still okay, but he just, and he could still play a little bit. It was just a bad idea.
The Scottie Pippen trade. Boy, this whole thing is just a mess. The Rockets had, they'd gotten Pippen, and obviously things didn't work out. They were split up after one season. Three Hall of Famers can't get along and play together. So they trade Scottie Pippen for Stacey Augmon, Kelvin Cato, Ed Gray, Carlos Rogers, Brian Shaw, and Walt Williams. Ugh. That's a bad deal.
That's taking on an awful lot of garbage.
Yeah. It's almost as bad as the deal they made to get Barkley.
Yeah. I don't know Barkley played really well for him for a stretch. It didn't get him where they wanted to be.
So did Cassell and Ori and Chucky Brown, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I get why they did that. It didn't work out, but I think they'd also realize they'd peaked at what they were.
I guess if Stockton doesn't hit that shot,
yeah,
you know, maybe we look at that trade a little bit differently.
Yeah, I don't look at it as a bad deal. I look at it as a gamble that didn't work.
Okay.
And they were still a pretty damn good team, but you needed somebody else to carry the load a little bit because Akeem had done it for so long. You were starting to see the signs. He could still play. He was still the best center in the league, but it wasn't going to last much longer. My goodness. Justin says, my phone states 8,634 unread emails.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Just take email off, like, close the
account.
It's too
damn hot.
Yeah, well.
Take that account off your phone.
Here's a real simple thing. Just, you go to your mail, go to edit, mark all, mark as red. Then those dots go
away. You don't care.
Don't be a part of the dot crew. So
that's a bad look.
Apparently, the audio's gone.
What audio?
Us. Apparently, we're not over the air.
Oh, okay. So should I wait on this Gary Trichter?
That's probably a good idea. Can I drop an F-bomb?
No, just go to break, and we'll figure it out.
All right.
For the sheep, the wolf's got me. Tits and teeth.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're not back on the Blitz because radio-wise we're out. I think we're still up on the stream. I have really no idea. So, okay, I do have people saying...
You know how much I love doing radio for no good reason, just sitting here talking to no one.
Yeah, it is my favorite. It is.
I love it.
It is, but you know what? There are people on the app. So, for those of you who aren't on the app, who can't hear us anyway, you won't know what you missed. This is, it's happening a little too much. Well, what on earth do we want to do here? I'm not really sure. This is always the hard part because
you don't want to waste all our good stuff on
exactly
nothing.
Well, I mean, and there's a lot of people who listen on the app, no question. But yeah, you don't want to blow any of the good stuff for the poor people who are stuck in traffic. Although traffic's not as bad today because of spring break. So, I don't know. So what shall we talk about?
I don't even care. You know how I get when this happens.
I know.
I don't even.
And usually, and I'm going to... Oh, Dustin says we're back. So there you go.
I don't know how to handle that. It drives me insane.
Yeah, and as a listener, it's frustrating for me. But, I'm sure it's yeah, I know it's frustrating for us too, but when we're back now, we can just dive right in.
Yep.
Well, I think we're back. If we're back. Okay, good. John, did you do that?
I did not.
Okay. Who did that?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Whoever screwed it up in the first place?
I'm just as upset as you are.
All right, so let's start over here. I got to tell you, the madness is finally here. Join ESPN 97.5, beat the hosts, 2016 NCAA Bracket Challenge, competing against all of our radio hosts. Beat them to claim the ultimate year-long bragging rights. The top 25 listeners to beat our on-air hosts will win a $25 gift card to Nick's Place. The first place winner will receive a Pro Dunk gold basketball system from Hoop Sporting Equipment valued at $2,200, and that also includes installation. And I'm also told that 2 through 11 win Uberitos. So
nice.
Log on to ESPN975.com to play. Registration is free, courtesy of Hoop Sporting Equipment, Acceptance Appliance, Uberito, Nick's Place, and ESPN975. Who would not want to beat Barry Warner? That's why you need to go get signed up for this thing. It's on the website.
Is Barry Warner filling out a bracket?
I told everyone about it and told everyone to go sign up.
Right, but do you think Barry Warner's going to?
I think so.
Okay. Well, you know, Barry's pretty old school, though. Can he do it online?
I think so. I mean, I laid it out pretty simply for everybody to kind of go into the website and sign up that way.
So I've seen Barry Warner on Twitter. Is that really Barry Warner, or is that a troll account?
No, I think that's Barry Warner.
Okay. Yeah, it's Bear Warner, B-E-A-R.
Okay.
That's really his account. You're not following him?
No.
We have a good amount of people registered on the site, so.
Good. Yeah?
Yeah, good. Barry Laminack, I see he signed up today. He's on the list.
Everybody will beat him.
Yeah.
Barry, not the old one, Laminack, is his username.
That's a good one. Who else?
I'm just scrolling through here.
I mean, I know I've signed up.
Negative Nolan was one of the last ones to sign up. I see him there.
Well, haven't seen him on Twitter in a while.
There's a guy named Big Ginger. He signed up.
Good.
Andy Dalton's playing?
I knew awesome. Big Ginger would show up.
Mike Liebeschock signed up. Chris Taylor signed up. So there's a good amount of people from the station that signed up.
Okay, I'm not hearing, like, Granado. I'm going to excuse
Where Raheel. Is Granado?
I don't know where exactly he went, but he's on vacation. He's back Thursday.
Okay. Their whole show takes vacation at the same time?
Raheel went to Dubai for 2 weeks. And the other two just wanted to take the 3 days off as a show together.
So. He went to Dubai for 2 weeks during the tournament?
Yeah, I don't think he lined it up.
Well, it's a wedding he had to go to, right?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'll be honest, I've only listened about 4 minutes of them, and I do vaguely recall him talking about that. And then the other 3 minutes were Judy Dickinson, so... Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I thought it was a wedding.
Jong, I'm going to need 2 weeks off next week during the NFL playoffs. Can you write that down?
No, wait, Jong. I think all three of us should write down vacation from the championship games next year past the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All of us. All of us should be gone then. So.
Because we're not going to miss out on some badass trip that time.
Exactly. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Well, says, I wonder if the flood out east is messing with the signal. It's pretty bad out near Beaumont.
That's possible.
Yeah. I can't believe it's flooding so bad over there.
Yeah, I've been told there was a power outage at our transmitter, but it rebooted. So we're that's
okay. So the first one rebooted, right? Not the backup.
Yes.
That's awesome.
We're back up.
So could
have been the weather.
Okay. Even though the weather here is just wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. It's nice to know. It is funny when we do have issues with the tower. It's always on beautiful days. It's like the weather's nice, and all of a sudden we're like, or hearing country music.
Yeah.
So. I know you've explained the science behind it to me, but I suck at science, so anyway. 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. Ronald says, screw them, they should get the app. Yeah, except we kind of need them for ratings. We kind of need radio, folks.
Yeah.
And, you know, and hey, we love everybody who listens on the app, but we also love you if you listen on the radio and are in the greater Houston area. If you're outside the greater Houston area, it's okay. You can listen on the app. You're not helping us. All right, so we will we'll reset this thing a little bit. We want to get into Roger Goodell a little bit. John Gruden has come out and said a quarterback in this draft is the most NFL-ready he's seen in years.
Oh, I can't wait now, to hear who that is.
And I will tell you, now keep in mind, John Gruden is also probably the most positive person about every player that ever lived.
Unless they play for him.
Right.
And then he can't stand them.
Yeah, but for a guy who developed a lot of great draft picks at quarterback, I'm sure he's going to have this one nailed.
Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah, he has said a certain player is the most NFL-ready in years in this draft.
Okay.
So,
is that a radio tease or are you going to tell me?
I'm gonna tease that. Okay. Until the 5 o'clock hour, because that's what we're going to start the 5 o'clock hour with.
Okay.
And then there's something else I want to get to, because this time of year, everybody does their goofy brackets.
Yeah. How many changes have you made on your bracket? Are you
six so far?
Mine can every time I look at it, something changes.
But it's also kind of become just as much, you know, we'll talk about the brackets too, but it's become just as much of a deal for people to do. You know, like we did the music bracket one time, and somebody does movie brackets. I did find two that are worth discussing just for grins.
Okay.
Because to me, unless they're funny, I want no part of them. These two are funny. So there, you've got two teases.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. And if you found yourself in trouble for a DUI, accused of DWI, worry not. There's still hope. Even if you failed the breath or blood test, police gave you a lot of things you should know about those tests. The breath test, they're inaccurate, they're unreliable. The science behind it just isn't it isn't what it says it is. You know, police breath test machines are not even warranted fit for breath testing. Most states have abandoned the machine because it's just antiquated technology. Failing the breath test, not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with this machine. Same with the blood test. You know, the police forensic capabilities aren't like CSI on television. They can't positively identify alcohol. They could be easily contaminated, and they're not even testing the blood. They're testing the air above it. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist. He's right here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries. A lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few are experienced in a trial setting. Gary Trichter is experienced in a trial setting. Whether it's DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
To the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.